This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
Hello, welcome to FUBAR. It's me, Olivia Lee, with the Olivia Lee Experience, joined by my gorgeous... You're looking rather gorgeous today, aren't you?
Yeah, I usually look awful as well.
No,
so I put out all the stops
for you today. Exceptionally on trend today with her high-waisted trousers and her crop top, which I'm never brave enough to wear a crop top. So
well, it's just because the trousers go up high enough that it meets the crop. So
there's no gap in between.
There's no
really.
Gap. No. Listen, there's no gap. That's never going to happen.
Yeah, please mind the gap today. So do get in touch. Today, we've got loads of treats for you. Mm. We've got dating expert, online guru, Eden Blackman from Would Like To Meet. He's got his own dating website. He's going to be helping two people find love today.
So exciting.
I know. He's going to be introducing two candidates on air. This is the first time we've ever done this. And also today, I mean, that's very exciting. But something else that I think is actually frightening me.
Your face when you saw it.
We're going to be contacting the dead live on air. We're going to do a Ouija board in the studio. Now, when I say we, I'm opting out of this experience because I had a terrible experience doing this when I was at school.
Yep.
Which I told Amanda about.
Yep.
Because my face, when you said we're going to do a Ouija board.
Yes.
I went as white as the ghosts.
You did. You went as white as the paper that the Ouija board's been printed out on.
Yes, yes. Because when I was at school, we did a Ouija board, and we were kind of doing it in jest. And we said, "If this is real, give us a sign." Mm. And the alarm went off. I've never forgot that, and I haven't gone anywhere near since.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens. Let's see if we can get a sign live on air, and see if the alarm goes off. Someone might break into my car. My car alarm might go off.
Well, I mean, that would be. I think that'd be a bit of a stretch, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I think we just want something to happen in this room.
Well, like what?
Really? Well, if they could just flick the light off and on.
Just flick the light.
Flick the light on.
They might as well do something. They might as well make their mark. Tidy up.
Yeah, that would be good, actually. Get us a coffee.
Yeah, they could do the hoovering.
Yep, that hasn't been done for a little while.
Clean the windows.
Yep.
Give me a massage.
Yeah, touch me.
An invisible massage. Just touch us, please. Well, we're going to see. I've no idea how this is going to go. What if an evil spirit latches itself onto us and doesn't leave for the rest of our lives?
Well, that would either make great radio or terrible radio, depending on who the spirit is. So we'll have to see about that.
Well, it could improve my personality if that happens. So I'm open. And then firstly, coming up, we've got top stylist Grace Woodward, and she's going to give us some tips on how to dress for dating, what to wear,
great.
What not to wear, what's in at the moment. I wouldn't really class myself as a very trendy person, would you?
Yeah, I always think that you're very stylish.
Not like Grace, though. If you Google Grace Woodward, and you'll see she wears these fabulous glasses, these huge glasses, very 1950s, lots of very wacky clothes that I wouldn't be brave enough to wear. But she owns it. She rocks it.
It's because she knows, obviously, what suits her and what she can carry off. And that's what she's going to help us with as well.
Well, yes, I hope so. I hope so. Well, she was the stylist on The X Factor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she'll teach us how to dress for The X Factor.
That might look a bit weird when I go up Wood Green High Street.
Well, just when you go down to Asda. And a guest that I'm very excited about today, who's written a book. I love dating gurus. I really do. Jerry Sturgiopoulos.
Now, that's easy for you to say.
Yeah. So, did I say it right?
I think so.
You say it. Jerry
Sturgiopoulos.
Sturgiopoulos.
That was completely wrong, by the way. That was completely wrong.
It's a tongue twister. He's written a book called Treat Them Mean, Keep Them Keen. He's a gay man and he writes for women.
Yeah.
And he says, who better to write for women than a man?
Yep.
And I actually believe that, so I can't wait to hear what he's going to say. Have you read his book?
I haven't read his book, actually, but I think I would benefit from reading his book. So
right.
I think we'll get some top tips from him today.
Do you want to treat them mean then? Do you want to be really,
really
nasty?
No, I don't. I see, but maybe he can sort of turn that around and teach us the benefits of
being.
Has that ever worked for you?
Treating them mean?
Yeah.
I don't believe in playing games.
No, I don't.
Mainly because I'm too lazy. I can't be arsed. You've got to be so manipulative.
Yeah.
And it just kills the moment. So I have tried. It never worked. Any relationship I ever had where games were involved didn't work. But maybe what he means by treat them mean is self-esteem. Value yourself enough. They'd be like, no, I'm not going to bend over backwards for you.
Unless you ask really nicely.
Unless you buy me some shoes. So, cracking lineup. Shall we get going then?
Yeah, let's do a song.
Let's have a little song.
FUBAR, giving radio the finger.
Welcome back to the Olivia Lee Experience. And we've got our first guest on the phone waiting for us. Is Grace there?
I am indeed.
Hello, darling. Oh, you sound very seductive. I am indeed.
Well, it's the Olivia Lee Experience I'm having. It wouldn't be anything but seductive.
Oh, goodness gracious. Of course, because the show's all about dating and helping people become seductive to find their person.
My goodness. I mean, you're an expert at this now.
Well, yes. I mean, Grace and I go back a long way. I have been around the block, Grace. That's right.
Nice to tell.
Yeah, always boring a story, nice. but really boring now. You know,
yeah,
very settled. As are you.
Indeed. I mean, you know, all of that wild time that's behind me. I'm actually about to walk into a baby yoga class.
Oh,
that's
bless
how sexy
you!
I am these days.
And what are you wearing? Because you stylist to the stars. What does Grace Woodward wear to a baby yoga session?
Yoga class. Well, actually, as it goes, I've got Hello magazine coming to shoot at our house on Monday. So I am working out like a maniac.
What are they? Are they shooting Grace at home with the baby?
Yes, Grace at home with the baby. You know. So currently I'm wearing head-to-toe black Nike because I've been on a 10-kilometre hike.
And have you shifted the baby weight?
I'm getting there. You know, I didn't want to rush.
No.
It's just that thing, I just don't believe in that snapback thing. So I'm like...
No, I don't either.
It's amazing how quickly you'll get back in shape when there's a magazine shoot going to happen.
Oh, God. We just need deadlines.
That's right, deadlines. That's
deadlines.
Focus.
So I'm sure lots of people listening to this, they've got deadlines for when they want to meet someone and how. And that's what we're here to try and do, is to help people find their matches. So we thought we'd get you on to discuss what to wear on dates, what not to wear, what are turn-ons, what are turn-offs, to just guide people. Because I remember when I was dating, you know, when you don't really know someone, like I'm not a very cool dresser, and I'd have a guy saying, we're going to a gig, and I'd panic, and I think, I don't have a gig outfit. I'm not that girl. I have a dinner outfit. What's
a gig outfit?
Like, because
gig outfit is jeans and a pretty shirt.
Really simple.
Sexy-ish, low-cut neck t-shirt, but not too low-cut. But a gig is kind of, you know, you can wear, like, boyfriend jeans, and they can be sexy. They can be big and baggy.
Well, not with my ass.
But it's about, you know, well, even with your ass, I bet you could. And that's the point of the boyfriend jeans. Sometimes bigger can make you look smaller.
Oh, really? What, the baggier?
Yeah,
and you
absolutely
look tiny in it. Because I always feel
huge.
Say
that again.
So you look smaller. The baggier the clothes, the smaller you look.
Sometimes. That's the tricky thing about handing out blanket rules, is that sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but you know when it works. You know, and generally, oversized jeans, because your legs are always going to be the skinniest part of your body, so you can afford a little bit of kind of room there. But the key thing about a big outfit, or even on a date outfit, is guys, I think, in general, prefer subtle sexy, like pretty sexy,
rather than
all-out, bababoom. Bam, I'm going to eat you for dinner.
That's so true, because I think that a definition of what a woman thinks is sexy doesn't always match with what guys think is sexy. Go on, sorry.
I think guys are actually really much more into a kind of prettier sexy than we think.
Yes. What did you wear on your first date with your now husband? Do you remember? Like, I know it's a long time ago, Grace.
Oh, yeah, well, I met him on my 31st birthday, and it was an Elizabeth Taylor and a Michael Jackson party. So I went Cleopatra. So I don't think we can count that one.
So he met you as Cleopatra. That's a tough act to follow.
Yeah. And it was quite full on. And you know, knowing the story of Cleopatra would be enough to put any man off.
If you look anything like Elizabeth Taylor, right. I don't think so. You can get away with almost anything.